After the old sofa was removed and the new one was in place, he told Shirley to stand back and close her eyes. She did. When she opened them again, there stood a giant bed, fit for an emperor. Shirley threw herself on the mattress and lolled about like a fish tossed back to the sea.
"How did you do it, Father? How?"
But before he could say a word, she shouted, "I know. It's just another wonderful engine made in America." The first Saturday after the departure of the Signora, Shirley sat at the breakfast table, hunched over the sports page of the Herald Tribune. Her hero had led the Dodgers to extend their winning streak to 13 games. But what did the writer mean when he warned about the dog days of August? "Shirley, let's go." She looked up to see her father dressed in an old pair of pants and an even older shirt. Since he never went anywhere except in a handsome suit and jaunty bow tie, Shirley was surprised.
"Where, Father?"
"To work." She was more puzzled than ever. Only other engineers understood what her father drew on blue paper, and he never dressed like this for the office. "Hurry! It's about time we landlords took a good look at the property. We'll start with the furnace room." Standing in the dimly lit basement while her father tried one key after another, Shirley was glad she was not alone. The strangest noises oozed from behind the locked door. Perhaps Noni was not the real reason the Signora had been so anxious to leave. Perhaps there was a monster, one who dined on little girls and had terrible indigestion. The door creaked open. Father disappeared into the darkness. "I wonder where the light switch is." "Please let him find it quickly," she prayed. Shirley had to will herself to stay put. Surely that was the flash of the monster's claws. "Oh, please."
"There, that's better."
The dungeon held no monster, but it was a beastly mess. The walls were stone, dirty, and damp. The ceiling was cluttered with pipes that dripped, 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 and enough spider webs to keep Irvy content for a year. Piled high everywhere was junk, metal skeletons of forgotten species. In one corner stood a black iron box the size of several coffins. In another, huge rusty canisters. Underfoot, pools of murky water slick with oil. Fearing lizards and rats, cockroaches and snakes, Shirley hastened to her father's side.
"Yuck! This is horrible!"
But Father did not seem to hear. He grinned as if he had unearthed a store of treasures, banging a pipe here, examining a wire there.
"This will be a wonderful challenge, just wonderful."
Had Father gone loco?